Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
It's time, and one of the things that I know most recently, we ran on dignity and respect, and we need that, and that includes our board and board members who want to come and speak to the council at an open meeting should follow those. Anybody that walks up and speaks should be following the same thing.
For code of conduct, I do agree with Councilman Powers. I do believe that we do need to set a code of conduct. And, you know, they should be held accountable. We don't want board members to represent the board, the city, in a negative manner. But we also have to remember, too, everyone does have a right to freedom of speech. They have a right to say what they believe, but they should be able to do it in a civil and respectable manner.
Yeah. The problem is that those two goals are in conflict with each other. The whole idea of the First Amendment, not to belabor the obvious, but, you know, I guess sometimes you got to belabor the obvious because you have local government officials that don't understand the concept. The First Amendment is there. John, is pop quiz. You ready?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. You've had time to get ready.
Okay.
Okay. The First Amendment that protects people's individual speech rights.
Right.
Okay. Political, religious, ethical, cultural, right? The First Amendment is there to protect things people say that everybody likes and wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or things that people, at least some of them, perhaps all of them, don't like and don't want to hear. Which one is that?
They're both protected.
Right.
I mean, they're both protected speech.
But if you don't need to protect the liked ones.
Correct.
Right? So the thing city council wants to hear, you don't have to protect that because they want to hear it. Oh, yes. Tell us more. Fantastic. It's the stuff where Howard Steele is, you know, mean to them. That's the stuff you have to protect. So if you set out to protect First Amendment, the way you do that is by protecting people's right to be mean, to be obnoxious, to be, ugly, uncivil, whatever. That's how you, there might be limits, but the limits should be as low as possible, right? As far out as possible. And what you've got the city council here in Milton proposing to do, and I played you Larry McKee and then Ashley Fretwell, did not play you Tom Powers, but he's the one who's been proposing this. They've gone through two revisions of these rules, what I call the Howard Steele protocols, because Howard Steele, who ran for county commission and now has become a gadfly in Milton, he has been arguing with them and criticizing them and haranguing them to their face in the public forum. And, you know, sometimes a little more boisterously than would be my habit. But still well within the parameters of, you know, whatever the norms set forth by the Pitchfork Posse had been. The Pitchfork Posse, of course, is now in charge because their people are in charge. They won the election. Their people are in charge. And now they're turning around and wanting to stifle the same kinds of things that they use to get elected. I mean, it's really that simple. And Howard Steele is the bad guy because he's, you know, criticizing them and they don't want to hear it. So if you actually read the protocols that they, and he's on two boards. So the theory here is if he doesn't behave and shut his mouth or at least use his mouth more nicely, then they're going to punish him. And a couple of the key elements here are that I will demonstrate dignity, respect, and courtesy towards those I'm in contact with in my capacity as a important board member or committee member. I will refrain from intimidation and public ridicule of fellow board members or committee members. And then everybody listed city council, mayors, whatever. And in my capacity as an appointed, which, again, I believe in civility. Okay. But follow this. I will refrain from inappropriate language, including statements that are malicious, threatening, slanderous, disparaging, mean-spirited.
But I can't believe whose standards are there?
I mean, vulgar or abusive. Slanderous is illegal, okay? Disparaging could be anything that somebody doesn't want to hear. If you disparage them based on, like, Mike Cusack had this ethics charge, is that disparaging? I mean, it's just true. It's negative. He may not want to hear it, but it's just true. That's disparaging, though. You know, mean-spirited? What in the world? Again, I mean, some of the Pitchfork Posse folks have been so outlandishly advocates of free speech. Even more than I would generally support. I think in a couple of cases they were wrong, but always free speech. Until suddenly they're silent on this subject. And then finally, the W one, sorry, the P one, which says specifically, I will respect the bona fide achievements of this city council, city mayor, city manager, et cetera. And what? You're obligated to respect them? Their achievements? Really? Wow. You better be respectful towards our achievements, Buster, or we will take you off this board.
I'm sorry.
It's just so amazing. Okay, and then, but it gets worse. We're getting to the where it really gets bad. Okay, so hang on just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. If you are on Scenic Highway around Creighton Road approaching from north or southbound, there is a tree in the road, and if you're headed northbound, you will not be able to continue past Creighton Road. Crews are on the scene trying to get that out of the way, but it's just going to take a little time. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says the good thing is the new code of conduct is going to make for some great material later. It's making for great material now.
Now.
somebody says, are you even allowed in the city limits of Milton, Andrew? Well, if you ask the members of city council, certain members of city council, there's certain members of city council I know would love me to come to Milton. But if you ask, say, staff or other, I mean, they're, John, can you confirm from your engagement that I do okay among
yeah,
them?
You actually do.
Yeah, they like
they
me.
They allow me to live there, so I'm good.
They want me on this radio station. They need me on this radio station.
Yes.
Anyway, so, okay. So you have this tension. On the one hand, they want to have a civil meeting, civil board, all this stuff. Okay, and I get that. I'm fine. In and of itself, that's not the problem. It's how do you enforce it, and then how do you – what are the standards, and then how do you punish people? Because they have already brought up this problem of Casey Powell, who is one of the city council members who I think is really doing well. He says, how do you enforce this? How do you prevent capricious enforcement? How do you make sure that you're not just enforcing it against the people you don't like Howard Steele? How do you make sure that it's consistent? And they don't have an answer for this. They just don't have an answer for that.
Wait a second. You said they don't have an answer?
No. We'll come up with something.
Oh, okay. Wait.
The enforcement mechanism, TBD. You know, we'll figure it out as we go. It'll be okay. I'm sure it would never get misused. Okay, so this is what I thought was one of the most interesting comments of the day. All right? Tom Powers, who is the proponent, he's the advocate, he's one of the new board members who has brought forward this policy.
Nothing in this code of conduct shall be construed as curtailing my rights under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, the Constitution of the State of Florida, or the ordinances of the City of Milton or Santa Rosa County. I shall refrain from public disparagement or ridicule of the members of the council, the mayor, the city manager, city clerk, city attorney, city staff, and employees during public input at the council meetings, workshops, or other public events. So I think that kind of covers the First Amendment concerns. Basically, behave yourself when you're at our meetings is basically the whole point.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, this is literally paragraph W. It's one of the new edits in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they heard the criticism. I don't know whether from me or from somebody else. Hey, what about the First Amendment? So, you know how we solve the First Amendment problem? Is policy doesn't violate the First Amendment.
Right.
And then it's true because we said it. Nothing in this code of conduct shall be construed as curtailing my rights under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution.
But you're still doing
it. So we're good. And then it literally says, I shall refrain from public disparagement or ridicule. You mean the kind of public disparagement or ridicule that the First Amendment protects? Oh.
But we said it, Andrew.
Right. And then the end of this is amazing. So we're not going to violate the First Amendment in our code of conduct for our members of our boards and committees. And then
during public input at the council meetings, workshops, or other public events. So I think that kind of covers the First Amendment concerns.
It's good. We're done.
Basically, behave yourself when you're at our meetings is basically the whole point.
It's the First Amendment's fine. Just behave yourself. Well, which is it?
Exactly.
You either protect the First Amendment or you coerce people and punish them if they don't behave. Which is it? It's not both just because you say it's both. Look, this is green and red. Why? Because I said so. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's. I just don't know how to make it any more clear. It's amazing.
Did they have the city attorney look over this before they decided to?
We'll see.
Okay.
I'm curious to see what comes up next Tuesday when they actually, because they haven't even talked much about it until this particular workshop where they were kind of, the first time this came through, everything was like, oh yeah, this is fine.
I forget who made the comment years and years ago. You know, what do you find as pornography? Says, I don't know, but I'll know it when I see it. And I think that's what we have to approach. I don't know what's misbehavior, but we'll know it when we see it. So
it is as clear as mud.
I mean,
no, that was actually, that's actually true. That was Potter Stewart wrote about hardcore pornography and obscenity that you'll know it when you see it. It's hard to define. And that's true. But, you know, trust us, we'll know it when we see it. And we'll have a board for, we'll have a policy for removing you and there won't be any problem. I do, again, I kind of like Larry McKee. I mean, he's wrong on this, but he is raising the right question, which also Casey Powell raised.
Absolutely need to determine how to uniformly enforce it and not have it turn into a pick and choose who your friends are type of a deal. It needs to be uniformly done. We don't just cut them because we don't like their politics.
But that's exactly the concern for creating a policy like this, is it would be used that way. Or, and there's always, there's two issues when it comes to speech codes, conduct codes, stuff like this. Number one is that it will be used capriciously, that it will be used against some and not others. Okay? Number two is that, well, maybe it never gets used at all, because the people you want to be quiet become afraid that they're going to lose something, and so they be quiet. Now, I think Howard Steele is the kind of guy that is going to continue to say whatever he wants to say, and he's going to wait for you to throw him off a board, and he's going to sue you and win.
Yes.
That's how I see this playing out. I don't think Howard Steele is the kind of guy that's like, oh, well, I'll be quiet. But that's another possibility, is you scare people because they're uncertain where the line is and they're uncertain how it's going to be enforced. You scare them into being quiet. That's the stifling of comments, right? That's the sort of soft effects of having a policy like this, right? A chilling of free speech is the classic phrase that we use for this. And this policy will either backfire or chill speech. Oh, but fine. It's totally fine. The First Amendment is totally protected. You know why? Because we said it. Just, you know, be nice and everything will be fine. Well, the First Amendment protects you to not have to be nice. That's the point of it. Exactly. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. But that is your City of Milton Council update for the moment. 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, you do have to sometimes remind people of core principles when they're about ready to run right over them with a truck.
But it's in there, Andrew. It's in there.
Oh, I mean, it says it right in here. It's absolutely in line with the First Amendment. Remember, like, it's not only the federal government that can be totalitarian or authoritarian in its impulses. Parents can be. Petty bureaucrats can be, the TSA can be, city council can be, or cannot be. And these things apply all over the place. They apply in Escambia and Santa Rosa and Milton and Jay and Gulf Breeze and anywhere there's a government, anywhere there's people with authority, from your middle manager to, you know, the guy who's running the TV station to me. I can have authoritarian impulses too, and the way I do things on this show can show that or not. And, you know, you either encourage disagreement and you take the negative numbers when somebody brings them to you and you don't attack the messenger all the time.
Right.
You know, just saying there's all that stuff. 723 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's strength for life.
Consider with me the topic of ego.
Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Let me tell you, you are no exemption.
You know, just... Before we get to my comments, okay, John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I-10, I-110 are looking good this morning. Not seeing any delays there. But if you're on Scenic Highway headed northbound toward Creighton Road, well, traffic is basically at a standstill due to a tree in the road. They're trying to get things moving. But just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Putting aside my fairly robust belief in the First Amendment, I'm just trying to save Milton money.
Yeah.
Because you are going to, if you enforce this, if you pass this policy and then you enforce it and kick somebody off a board for being mean in the public forum, you will get sued and you will lose.
Big time.
And I don't want to see the city of Milton lose
more money.
God knows however much money they would lose in this process. John Adams is the attorney.
We're in the hole anyway.
he's the new attorney. John, please step up. You need to talk them out of this. This is a bad policy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump says nuclear submarines are operating near Russia. Trump made those comments on Sunday, just 2 days after saying the U.S. was positioning two nuclear submarines close to the nation. The decision was made to place them in what were described as appropriate regions after highly provocative statements from former Russian President Dmitry
Medvedev.
There we go. Thank you. The manhunt continues in Montana for a suspect that gunned down four people in a bar on Friday morning. Police say 45-year-old Michael Brown is still on the loose. Police did say they found what they believe to be his abandoned vehicle. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen says hundreds of people are helping with that search. And the Federal Trade Commission out with a warning about a scam involving Amazon. They say scammers are sending out phony text messages claiming to be from Amazon and saying an item you bought has been recalled. Of course, it includes a link offering a full refund. They say, don't click the link. They're trying to get your information.
No clicky-clicky. That's how you get in trouble, David.
You're no
thanks
touchy,
so much
touchy.
For the update. 728 on News Radio 92.3. If you are a contractor, you build things for a living, go to Pensacola Hardware. Just go. Trust me. Go talk to them. Talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield and ask them, you know, what can you do for me? Andrew's always talking about you. What can you do for me? Prove it. And they will. And then you'll be like, oh, Okay. It'll be fantastic. They speak your language. They understand. They have it in stock. Whatever you need, they've got. They can bring it to your job site. They can set you up on a monthly account. I mean, just all the very easy stuff, because they've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Since before there were blue jeans from Levi's, since before there was a Civil War, they have been doing this. They are your commercial construction supply business. And if, you know, if there is a special product that needs to be created because the architect comes up with some weird new thing, they can order that. They do that all the time for folks. The point is they help. And it's, you know, if all you need is, you know, advice on how to fix a problem around your home, they can do that too. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Okay, John, I think I have the best way to make this point.
Okay.
Imagine a code of conduct policy that was really emphatic about the First Amendment. It might say something like this. We understand that politics often involves conflict and personalities and high emotions and feelings and things that matter deeply to people. And we love that. We celebrate that. And we believe that in Milton we can argue and wrangle and we can do it in a way that's productive. But we definitely recognize that people will disagree and disagree vehemently. And if you want to say those things in our city council meetings, that's perfectly fine. If you want to say them in our committee meetings, that's perfectly fine. We protect that right in Milton. We believe in that right in Milton. And we would never do anything to try to stifle your ability to express yourself honestly and sincerely. Even though that means hurt feelings and sometimes tempers flaring, and sometimes loud, obnoxious speech, we believe in that. See, that's a 100% First Amendment kind
like
of policy.
I like
it's a
that.
Little different than the one they're proposing, right?
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Congresswoman announcing a run for governor of South Carolina's Nancy Mace, making it official this morning at her alma mater, the Citadel in Charleston.
I'm running for governor because South Carolina doesn't need another empty suit. It needs a governor who will fight for you and your values.
Incumbent Governor Henry Master is terminated. Mace is the first woman to graduate from the formerly all-male military college. The state leader in Texas has had enough of state Democrats.
Governor Greg Abbott warning Texas House Democrats that he will have them removed from office if they do not return to the state to vote on the GOP's proposed new congressional map by this afternoon. This all comes in response to the more than 50 Democrats that left the state yesterday in protest of the redistricting proposal.
That is Fox's Todd Pyra reporting this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731. News Radio 92.376. Right now we've got cloudy skies in Pensacola. Firefighters currently working a fire at a recycling yard in Pensacola. Multiple units on hand for a reported fire at EMR Southern Recycling on Merrick Street. Officials say those first calls came in at about 5 a.m. This is an ongoing situation. We'll let you know when we learn more about that. Efforts continuing in downtown Pensacola to enforce the city's noise ordinance. Officers have been patrolling nightly. They're looking for cars that are playing loud music and revving their engines.
They're rolling the dice and hoping that an officer won't be close, but the problem is there's officers all over the place in downtown Pensacola, both in uniform and out of uniform. So the chances of getting caught and getting a citation are pretty high.
And that is PPD's Mike Wood. He says the problem with looking for attention is that it gets the attention of police officers. The city's noise ordinance goes into effect every night at 11 p.m. until 7 a.m. An 18-year-old from Gulf Breeze facing child pornography charges, Matthew McChesney, was arrested several weeks ago with an out-of-county warrant, faces 20 counts of possession of child pornography and 3 counts of trading child pornography. Officials say the teen had photos and videos depicting children between 3 and 14 years old being sexually abused, and they say he was trading that content online in chat rooms. McChesney was arrested and has since been released on $115,000 bond. He's due back in court on August 8th. A Milton woman is dead after a shooting Friday. Happened on Pinto Avenue. Officials say responding deputies found a female victim that was deceased from gunshot wounds. 47-year-old Curtis Marvin Johnson was arrested on second-degree murder charges. He's currently being held with no bond in the Santa Rosa County Jail. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Governor Ron DeSantis has a warning for his fellow Republicans. He spoke in Orlando Saturday at the Florida Freedom Forum. Governor DeSantis said that the advantage Republicans have in the state might not last. He said, quote, "Don't get high on your own supply. There's nothing permanent in politics." The governor warning the Democrats could use ballot referendums, he says, to turn Florida into California. Well, another big endorsement for Byron Donalds in his run for governor. Senator Rick Scott endorsing the Republican congressman on Friday. Scott says Donalds is a principled conservative who will lead with courage and conviction and fight on behalf of every Floridian. He adds that Donalds would strengthen the economy, fight for seniors and veterans, and protect the communities to make the state more affordable for every family. President Trump already endorsed Donalds for the 2026 race. The My Safe Florida Home Program is open for applications as of today. It offers grants for qualifying homeowners to make improvements and protect their structures from hurricane damage.
Upgrades like using nails or screws instead of staples make a big difference in reducing storm damage.
Spokeswoman Elizabeth Hart there. The program encourages homeowners to improve their roof-to-wall connectors, water resistance barriers, and upgrade their doors, windows, and garage doors. The program was created in 2022. It's 7:35. Right now, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on Scenic Highway approaching both north and southbound Creighton Road, we've got a tree in the road that's causing some major backups both northbound and southbound. If you're traveling northbound toward Creighton, you will not be able to get past Creighton Road to continue your northbound journey. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are looking good right now. Not seeing any delays. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're going to be looking at some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 60% chance of rain. High today near 88 degrees. Low tonight near 77. For Tuesday, 70% chance of rain. High near 88. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Wednesday, 70% chance of rain. High near 89. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got cloudy skies. It is 76 degrees in Pensacola. The heat index right now has the temperature feeling about 86. Our next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A Miami jury has decided that Elon Musk's car company Tesla was partly responsible for a deadly crash in Florida involving its autopilot driver assist technology and must pay the victims more than $240 million in damages. The federal jury held that Tesla bore significant responsibility because its technology failed and that not all the blame can be put on the driver. President Trump has called for the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors to usurp the power of Fed Chair Jerome Powell, criticizing the head of the U.S. Central Bank for not cutting short-term interest rates. China's largest EV maker, BYD, posted its first monthly delivery decline this year amid stiff competition from a price war that has attracted attention from policymakers in Beijing. BYD shipped over just under 341,000 units in July. This is down from the roughly 377,000 in June. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 542. That's your money now.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, a festive Ferragosto celebration, Atlas Beverage Class, and the world is your oyster. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hello.
this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 700 days. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race. But at night I'd have.
I was gonna let it get to the hook, but how long do we gotta go?
Some kind of sensuous. Not much longer, just.
Alright, be patient. Alright, fair enough. A cheeseburger in Pensacola is all that is. You know, somebody should remake it as Cheeseburger in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Just saying, you know, we are kind of paradise. Okay, so you've heard this story in the news about the Democrats running away from running away from Texas and, you know, trying to get away to the safe haven of Illinois. Put my computer on, John. Oh,
sorry, I was enjoying the music.
Run away!
So, yes, they're running away, right? They're trying to get away from the horrible, terrible thing in Texas because the Republican legislature in Texas is wanting to engage in a redistricting, which is going to arguably create five more Republican seats in the congressional delegation. And the Democrats are livid about this. And you say, well, that's gerrymandering. Well, and it is. Okay. I mean, yeah, when you redraw political districts in order to accomplish a better favor for your side, that's exactly what gerrymandering is. Okay, so the Republicans are wrong and the Democrats are right, but wait a moment. just wait a moment. All right, so you have Republican State Representative Cody Vassett tells NBC that the maps were drawn to help Republicans win more seats. The map was politically based, and that's totally legal, totally allowed, and totally fair. You got states like California, New York, and Illinois that have these really large margins between the percentage of seats they have and the percentage of votes that they're getting. And Texas is underperforming in that. And so it's totally prudent, totally right for Texas to be able to respond and improve the political performance of its map. You get what he's saying? He's saying that everybody does it. The Constitution allows this. It's the way the game is played. And he's right. As long as you don't do it for the purpose of, for example, racial bias, okay? But, yeah, this... look, I am against gerrymandering. I hate it. But the Democrats are in no position to complain about this, and I'll give you the numbers to prove it. All right? In Texas, right now, you have 25 to 12. You have 25 Republicans in Congress and 12 Democrats. And they want to make that basically, you know, 30 to 7, okay? They want to take it from what it is now, a 2-to-1 ratio, and make it, 4-to-1, okay? In the Texas general population, the registered Republicans are 46% and the Democrats are 38%. Independents are 16%. That's a 6-to-5-to-2 ratio. I'm going to do some math here. You got to follow the math. I'm sorry it's going to be that way. There's no other way to do it. So 2-to-1 is a much bigger ratio than 6-to-5. So 2-to-1 is disproportionate for the population. In 2024, and they want to make it worse. They want to make it 4-to-1. In 2020, this is the Republicans. In 2024, 56% of Texans voted for Trump and 42% voted for, 42% voted for Kamala Harris. So 4-to-3 ratio. In the Texas state legislature, it's 88 Republicans to 62 in the House, 4-to-3. And in the Senate, it's 20-to-11, 2-to-1. and their congressional delegation is 2-1. All of those numbers are larger disproportionate favor to Republicans than either the 2024 presidential vote or the general, like the registered Republicans and Democrats who justify. You say, well, Andrew, that's what you've been saying. The Republicans are wrong. Just wait for it. Wait for it. California has a very similar general population, a little bit more for the Democrats. 45% Democrat, 25% Republican, 29% independent, 2-1. Okay. In 2024, 59% went for Kamala Harris, 39% went for Trump, 3-2. The California state legislature, 60-19 in the House and 30-10 in the Senate, 3-1. So in California, the population is 2-1 or 3-2, but the legislature is 3-1. Much bigger margin in Texas, 6-5, but in the legislature, only 4-3 and 2-1. Okay. In California, in Congress, there are 52 seats, 43 Democrats, 9 Republicans. It's a 5-1 disproportionate congressional map. In California, the population is about, depending on how you count independents, 2-1. The congressional delegation is 5-1. California is wildly gerrymandered to benefit Democrats. Wildly. And California has a massive congressional representation, right? 52 seats. Okay, what about Illinois? Another Democrat state. I know, I used to live there. Illinois, registered Democrats, 35%, Republicans, 27%, independents are 39%, bigger than either one. 4-3-4. Okay, but 4-3. So 4-3 majority, not a big, strong majority. Kamala Harris got 54%, Trump got 44%, 5-4. Almost exactly the same, very similar. In the legislature, which is created by political maps, 78-40, 2-1.
What?
2-1. In the Senate, 40-19, 2-1. In Congress, are you ready for this?
No.
In Congress, there are 17 seats, 14 Democrats, 3 Republicans, 5-1 majority.
Wow.
So both California and Illinois have a 5-1 massive disproportionate gerrymandering effect in Congress compared to a population which is either 2-1 or 4-3 or something like that. Illinois, I didn't do New York. I'd spent so much time on this that I got, like, I can't keep going on this. I'm sure it's the same. Now, more takeaways in just a second, because you'll see why I'm bringing this all home. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
All right, no accidents to report to you right now. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 7 to 9 minute delay. And also Scenic Highway right around Creighton Road, we've still got that tree in the road, and you can't go past, if you're going northbound, you can't go past Creighton Road on Scenic to continue your northbound journey. So just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, John, here's the application.
Okay.
Remember, Democrats in Texas ran away so that they wouldn't be able to get a quorum, so they wouldn't be able to have a vote to ratify the redistricting, which is a gerrymandered redistricting compared to the current situation. It is more disproportionate towards Republicans. And the Democrats are angry, so they fled to Illinois in a they've done this before. It's kind of funny. This is, you know, the runaway party. Okay. And they're complaining that Texas is unfair and they're becoming even more unfair. But in comparison with the numbers in California and Illinois, Texas is not even playing this game. Like, Illinois and California are far more gerrymandered than Texas. You say, well, Andrew, we live in Florida. Florida's a, you know, red state where we have massive supermajorities by the Republicans in the House and in the Senate, right? Okay, fair enough. Let's look at Florida, a Republican state. Florida has 37% registered Republicans, 33% Democrats, very close, and 30% independents. It's 9-8-7, if you want to get simple numbers. In 2024, 56% voted for Trump, 43% for Kamala. That's almost exactly a 4-3 ratio. So it's in favor of Republicans, but not strongly. I mean, in politics, 4-3 is pretty strong, but it, you know, it's not a dominant, like, wild majority. In the Florida state legislature, where you think of us as having this iron vice grip on the legislature, 87-32 in the House and 27-10. That's a 3-1 ratio. Okay? Now, 3-1 is greater than 4-3. But is it 5-1 like it is in Illinois and California? That's not even close. And then how about our congressional delegation? We have 38 delegates, 38 congressmen, 25 Republicans and 12 Democrats. 2-1. Again, California and Illinois, 5-1. Texas, 2-1. And in Florida, I think I gave you the wrong state. Florida is 28. It's 20 Republicans and 8 Democrats. It's 5-2. It's like 2.5-1. But it's still not 5-1. So these horrible, terrible Republicans that the Democrats are fleeing are at worst trying to level the playing field a little bit. Just a thought. Sometimes you got to dig a little bit. You got to do a little research and you got to think about these things for yourself. 749 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you need to get plumbing done, you need to get electrical done, you need to get heating or air conditioning done, especially at this time of year, Peden, they'll take care of you. Quality products, quality installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. I mean, you know, you do it well, people come to rely on you. And for more than 55 years, all on the Gulf Coast, from Tallahassee now to Mobile, and at all points in between, they have been taking care of people just like you. This month, you want to soak into savings. You can trade in your old water heater with Peden. Get $500 off a new tanked water heater if you trade in your old one, or $1,000 off a new tankless. That's the kind that heats it on demand so you never run out of hot water. You can call or book online at Peden.com. Again, that is $500 off a new tanked water heater or $1,000 off a new tankless if you trade in your old water heater this month. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vibe Irie. An innovative and multifaceted reggae party band from Pensacola. They play an electric selection of reggae, calypso, and trop rock hits, as well as original songs. So come on out and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Your boy Captain America over here, the best of the best of the best, sir, with honors. You know, he's just really excited and he has no clue why we're here.
We didn't know about a world wide web, was a whole different game being played. When I was a kid, wanna get down in a cool way. Yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair. Just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
FM. Because we're on both now. AM and FM. Oh, by the way, there are reasons sometimes why you don't get the same split in your legislature and your Congress as you do in the population. It can have to do with clustering of residents. You know, like in a Miami where you're heavily Democrat and they're all clustered together, they can basically waste their votes, their representation, by having, let's say, 80. I'm making up numbers here, but let's say 80% Democrats in an area is kind of a wasting of the surplus vote. So when I say gerrymandered, I just mean that we don't have a representation of the population, really. But almost, there's no solution, by the way, to this. There's no way to really, there's no such thing as a fair map. The only really fair system would be like a parliamentary system or something where you, you know, when you get 33% of the vote, then your party gets to pick 33% of the delegates. But that would mean that you don't have individual representatives that represent you. You have what the party picks to represent the whole state, and you don't have accountability. And so the trade-off with the kind of the gerrymandering that we have in America is that you at least get somebody who you know is your representative. And if you have a better solution to that, I'd love to hear it, because so far in, you know, couple hundred years of American democracy or parliamentary systems in Europe, we've never seen it. Okay, John, I have what I think might be my favorite story of the day. You ready?
Okay.
And I want to warn you in advance. This is going to sound, I made it not loud, but it's probably still going to sound loud in your car. Okay. I take you now to Lake Michigan. And in Lake Michigan, we have a whole bunch of people collected on the concrete overlooking the lake. Some parts it's beach, some parts it's concrete. And they are all facing towards the lake. And they are about to engage in collective behavior. You ready?
In the
it's world. Screaming. It's collective screaming.
Is it too hot?
It's a scream
now?
Party.
Oh.
It's they get together once a week and they scream at the lake.
Okay, so when life gets a little heavy, they head to the lakefront, not for peace and quiet, but to let it out. The Scream Club, launched earlier this summer by a local breath work coach. Now, it began as a personal ritual. But was soon shared with strangers over the last several weeks.
Yes. Manny Hernandez, that most coveted of professional positions, the breath coach.
Such a good job at suppressing all the things that are going on in our lives. And we never have a safe outlet to do so, right? If you think about one person trying to do this over here by themselves and screaming, somebody would look at them like, you're nuts. So we're giving people a safe space to be able to do that.
Safe space for screaming.
Can't do it in Milton City Council
meetings. If you did it just the one time, you'd get ejected from your board.
Exactly.
Just the one person screaming looks like a weirdo, but when a whole bunch of people get together.
Two, one.
It's just therapy, baby. It's just catharsis. That's all that is. Oh, man. So the lovely people at Chicago Fox 32.
If they invited you down to the beach, I mean, I'd try it.
I would go, but you know what I really liked after it made me teary-eyed a little was the hugs, the hugs. Really meaningful hugs after, like, we feel your pain, you know, other
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. It's all
sharing
really nice.
Feelings. Yeah.
That's right. They scream together, now they hug together, and they all go home. Now, can I say this? There's something kind of like, if it works for you, okay. You feel good to scream it out, baby, you know, and then you want to hug it out, and then you want to date it out. But, you know, it's just, I was watching this a little bit, and the one thing I can guarantee you is there was not a conservative anywhere in sight this event. These people were... let's just say not conservative.
Okay.
I'll just say that. I didn't see very much of that. And you know, the one thought I do have about this. Actually, you know what? Real quick, let's go to traffic before I go on. John?
No accidents to report, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, through that construction zone, I'm seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. And also Scenic Highway approaching Creighton Road, both northbound and southbound. You're just going to see some major delays there due to a tree still being in the road. The crews are trying to get that out of the way as quickly as possible. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Oh, I forgot to tell you the best part. I mean, you'd think this is the best part so far. No, no, no. This is Hernandez, the breath coach. We wanted to make this very intentional. So what we do, we give people little biodegradable papers where they write down their intentions of what they want to let go of. They write it down, and then Manny, that's him, walks them through a breath to prepare the body, prepare the mind for release. They throw the paper in the water and we do the screams.
And people pay for this?
No. Oh. No, I don't think anybody's paying. Well, I don't know. There's clubs like this popping up and apparently all over the place. It's super popular. I don't think there's a charge. I think he's just doing it to be a service to the community. Interpretation, people are so very desperate for religion and they don't even know it. That they'll literally write gibberish on little slips of paper and scream at Lake Michigan to get some comfort in their lives.
You're right.
Which makes me not as much laugh at them as feel sad for them.
Mm-hmm.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You know who I feel bad for is the guy who's trying to fish about a quarter mile into the lake. He's targeting a muskie. He's really working it. And then he just gets affronted with this scream that's just come into the lake.
You know what my wife said? She said, you better watch out, or somebody's going to sue your Scream Club for being too loud, like
right.
In Seattle.
Two,
Just think of the poor dogs and cats. All right, David, tell them about the headlines, sir.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott giving an ultimatum to the Texas Democrats that fled the state to prevent a vote on a redistricting plan. He says they have until 3 p.m. today to be back on the job, or he's going to take steps to remove them from their membership in the Texas House. Rahman Ali, that's Muhammad Ali's younger brother, passed away on Friday. He died at 82 after a long illness. He was Muhammad's sparring partner and also joined his brother in community activism in their hometown in Louisville. And Instagram users will now need at least 1,000 followers on a public account if they want to broadcast live. Users have already expressed some disappointment on the platform with the new policy as it affects smaller content creators or people who just like to go live with their friends. Instagram did not give a reason for the change.
Yeah, my guess is that it's a desire to cut down on resource wasting.
Probably.
Because video is pretty data intensive, and you know.
Maybe they've been listening to Andrew McKay, who says not everybody should have a TV station.
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe it's just a really, they've wisened up. But yeah, I would imagine that the smaller content creators, the ones who are just trying to grow their audience, would be frustrated by this and would maybe seek another platform. But yeah, I don't. I've never really got the idea of going live anyway. I always like to record it and post it later. I'm just not into the live videos.